This is JIS News. Coming up, Labour Minister warns against selling of recruitment forms for overseas employment program. Discussions advanced concerning voluntary banking code of conduct and parents urged to create a climate of learning and wholesome development for children. Stay with us. Details after the break.
You are required to renew your firearm licenses each year on your birthday. Failure to renew means you have an illegal firearm and may result in your license being revoked. The Firearm Licensing Authority will be intensifying its drive to ensure that only current holders are in possession of licenses. Renew at any of our two convenient locations, 12 to 14 Worthington Terrace, Kingston 5, or Shop 9, Bogue City Centre, Montego Bay. The Firearm Licensing Authority, promoting firearm safety and responsibility.
Now the news. Persons involved in the selling of application forms for the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Employment Programme are being urged to desist. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer is reminding that application to the programme is free. He says anyone caught selling application forms for the Overseas Employment Programme could face legal action.
In any area of this country that I get a report that a man have to pay anybody a money for anything having to do with this program, I want the report so I can have an investigation done and that the axe will fall where it have to fall, because the program is completely free.
The Labour Minister was speaking at a pre-selection exercise for the Canadian Work Program held recently in Montego Bay. The exercise is the first of four being conducted across the island to select 2,000 persons for jobs in Canada in the areas of construction, hospitality, and farm work. The Consumer Affairs Commission and the Jamaica Bankers Association are continuing discussions on the draft Voluntary Banking Code of Conduct. The proposed Code of Conduct, drafted in 2011, recommends principles and rules governing the operations of banking institutions, particularly in relation to their clients and other stakeholders. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the proposed code aims to encourage higher standards, promote transparency and avoid conflict within the banking sector. He notes that key commitments under the proposal include full access by consumers to all services provided by banking institutions and displays of service standards by institutions at all their branches and on their websites. Banks will also be required to ensure their staff is trained to courteously, competently, and efficiently discharge their functions. The proposed code will also facilitate the establishment of an internal resolution process to address disputes at no cost to the client. The draft Voluntary Banking Code of Conduct was developed under a Consumers International Inter-American Development Bank project. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging parents to inculcate good values in their children. This, he says, will help to sustain a climate of learning and wholesome development. Minister Thwaites says many adults, through their actions, are dissuading youngsters from pursuing an education.
We who are parents and grandparents and the general society, very often by our own conduct, radiate precisely the kind of negative values negative to education. We in Jamaica need to look carefully at the cultural values that we are espousing, which are antithetical to happy social life, to lasting joy, to permanent relationships, and to productive work.
The education minister was speaking at a recent meeting of the Rotary Club of Ligonie Plains. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is welcoming all partnerships that seek to improve healthcare delivery and provision of services to the people of Jamaica. Minister Ferguson was speaking at a recent handing over ceremony of 100 wheelchairs valued at some $4 million to the Kingston Public Hospital. The items were donated by the Rotary Club of St. Andrew through assistance from the California-based Wheelchair Foundation and the Girardin Family Trust in Florida.
This is an indication that we're all taking responsibility for health care in this country. And we see the value of partnerships and our participation to move the health sector forward.
Minister Ferguson adds that the Rotary Club has made several donations to the health sector in the past. That was the JIS News. I am Camelia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.